Welcome to the Patriots Beat Newsfeed on CLNS Radio. Today is Monday, August 1st, 2016. Hey guys, I'm Michael Longi, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. The Patriots put on the pads for full contact practice for the first time on Saturday, and over 21,000 fans watched the team practice. Unfortunately, the team did not have its full complement of offensive linemen participating. In addition to having guards Shaq Mason and Trey Jackson on the physically unable to perform list, center Brian Stork left the field early for undisclosed reasons on Saturday, and guard Jonathan Cooper was carted off the field with a reported plantar fascia injury. Neither player has returned to the field yet. Cooper, a former first-round pick, was acquired this spring from the Arizona Cardinals in a trade in exchange for defensive end Chandler Jones. The injuries opened the door for rookie guards Joe Thuney and Ted Karras to work against the first-team defense, and both players did well, according to offensive line coach Dante Scarnecchia. Coach Scar was particularly happy with Karras, saying, quote, "I really like him. He's a unique kid in a lot of ways. Unbelievable work ethic, really good person, and very, very tough. Not as athletic as some, but he's smart and always going to be in the right position," end quote. Drew and Jason Rosenhaus, the agents for tight end Rob Gronkowski, were spotted at practice over the weekend. The duo is reportedly in town to negotiate a new contract with New England, according to NFL.com's Mike Garofalo. Gronkowski is currently under contract through 2019 after signing an 8-year, $55.23 million deal in 2012. The Patriots picked up the tight end's $10 million option this past March, and no deal is imminent, according to Garofalo. The Patriots announced more upcoming dates for training camp, including the dates for the two joint practices with both the Chicago Bears and the New Orleans Saints. New England will hold joint practices with the Saints on Tuesday, August 9th and Wednesday, August 10th, and they will practice with the Bears the following week on Monday, August 15th and Tuesday, August 16th. And finally, former Patriots running back Kevin Faulk will be inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame on Monday night at 7 p.m. The ceremony will take place outside the Patriots Pro Shop in the NRG Plaza outside of Gillette Stadium and is free and open to the public and will also be streamed live at Patriots.com. The ceremony will take place right before the Patriots go out for their annual nighttime practice held in front of season ticket holders and Foxborough residents. Faulk played 13 seasons for the Patriots from 1999 to 2011 after the team drafted him in the second round of the 1999 NFL Draft out of Louisiana State University. Faulk is the Patriots' all-time leader in all-purpose yards with 12,349, as well as kickoff return yards with 4,098, and all-time leading return specialist with 5,041 combined kick and punt return yards. That's it for today's Patriots newsfeed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champions, follow CLNSradio.com on Twitter, at CLNSradio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/CLNSfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feeds, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Mike Alonji for Patriots Newsfeed. We'll talk to you tomorrow.